Tesvav Amid Beis Misechet Chala, Perek Shlishi, Halacha Aleph Still. And we were in the middle of discussing what the relationship is of the case of making certain that you don't have Chala. Tameya, even though it would be bottled, the Afar Tameya, with the case of Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, who said that it was okay to take off Truma, even though you would be famous on Bittel, because it was already mixed when you made the Truma, we wanted to understand why that's not a contradiction to Rabbi Elazar ben Arach. And we answered either that it's considered to be a Bidyavet, so that if you have an alternative, and over here you do have an alternative, making certain that you specify it, we were told, the colonists were told, specify that you're not including anything from a within the Kala, so that's considered to be Yeshua Pandasam Makom Acher. And the other chair was that in Okanani, if there really was sufficient Kedei La'alot of a Me'a Ve'chad, we could be Levat of the Kala to Me'a. And we're talking about a normal case where there isn't enough. Good. We got up to Omer Rabbi Yossi. Omer Rabbi Yossi, Nir'in Devarim Ba'arvei Shabbatot, Sheze Nevi'a, Veze Nevi'a, when we say that we taught the Kohanos, and this was a limud that we were talking about now for a while, we taught the Kohanos to take off challah early, as soon as they put in water into the kemah, and that they should make it tnai that when all of these separate bits and pieces now come together into one solid piece, that then it's been called on the whole mess. And this is in order to avoid people being the tamis, and so on. That way, right now, it's sorry, you're going to make it tonight that any part that is tummy isn't included, and we're obviously only talking about something with this less than a basis, it won't be the tummy anything else. So this is Dafka on an Arab Shabbos, is a joke. Why? Because Arab Shabbos, the business is full. Everybody's coming along. There's a lot of dough that they want. Remember, this Kohenis is now being hired by everybody to do the work because she is the one that knows how to do everything with Tyrus and Shemeris, Tyrus and Sonia. So everybody in the neighborhood is bringing now these large doughs in order to make their challahs for Shabbos. And therefore, the moment that she mixes the water, there's already a shear of challah. Because when there's so much stuff there that people have brought in, there shouldn't be a problem. No, but she makes the time when it will be joined. But there has to be something here to make the time on. Ah, well, b'chol, you're talking about b'chol. How much is somebody going to bring b'chol? I mean, so there's no, you don't start off necessarily. You're starting off with an isa that is less than a shear. I mean, even with the ultimate sense of isa, you know, even if we're calling water and flour an isa, still, how can we tell her? If we tell her to do that, it's very likely that what she'll do is she's going to end up being mafresh benatura alatiya, really.
Because
it's a small shear, so right now you can't really make challah. I mean, you can't make challah. How would it work out that you should do such a thing? It would be a mistake. Nitsa, it would be kamafresh. I mean, like this, every Shabbatot, it's kamafresh benatura alatiya, but the whole, how could we be metakein b'chalash and mitaylas minatara latamev shalom and hamukov shemim yitzara lachiyav? And I understand your reason for doing it, right? And your reason for doing it is you're trying to make it out to be mafresh minatara latamev. Friend, I understand that part. Because she's supposed to say, chutz minatamev Israel will become tamev. But the problem is, you're going to have now something that isn't there yet with the shear of challah, and if it's early on, and you're not going to use that to potter things that later on will be high, so that you shouldn't do, because maybe you'll end up in minatur al hachiyur. Should we be makel? I understand you want to. Why you want to be makel? You want to be makel in order to save. Same reason you were being makel and not Torah Latone. Same reason you were being makel, Shalom and Amukha. Because you wanted to avoid problems with Tumah. But I don't see how you could be makel on this. Right? You're going to be makel that far? That doesn't seem reasonable to me. Okay, this part really comes a little bit later. So first, we have to say, Ad Shalotei Aseh Gush Echad. He tells the Shumchala, and you should say, Asegu Shachad, Ikidosha, Lushum Chala. When she puts the water in immediately, right? So she has to say at that point that she's going to be Makrish the Chala, she said, at the time that it becomes Gush Echad with the Seor that's going to be added and with the flour that was put down on the counter in order to prevent the challah from the goat sticking to the counter. And in that case, if it's an Erev Shabbos, that's fine, because for sure by that point there will be enough there. But over here, how do you know that you're not going to have Chamesh Rebaim? Mishatei Aseh, at the point that it becomes Gush Echad, Kikidesh Elishom Chalat, it's only going to be Chal at that time, after it becomes a Gush Echad. And at that time, there will be a Shear of Chala. In which case, what she's doing now, she's taking off the Naktara Lachiyah. And she shouldn't do that unless it's an Erev Shabbos where we can be certain that it won't be Menachtur. Getting back now to what it said before, on Rabbi Yonah, Lo Mistavra Dolovako, Rabbi Yonah says no. It's very not Mistavra, but when they teach a lesson to the Kohanot, that we're saying that it's Dr. Erev Shabbos. I disagree. Because on the other hand, you can think of the opposite. Because since he has to say Chutz Min HaTameh, so how would that work? Erev Shabbos Tzricha Loimar Ki VaTameh Shana. If it would be on Erev Shabbos, she would have to be Makrish Chala even on the Chelek of the Tameh. Lamar. Now here's the gears that gets pretty messed up. Second, take this piece of the actual text. And now we work them. Two problems over here. And the two ways to understand the limit of the Kohanot. Either the limit of the Kohanot is the problem of the Chalat Main, or the limit of the Kohanot is the problem of taking off Chalat Tohar on Isat Main. Now he's understanding that the problem is taking off on Isat Main. In which case he's saying that the Tnai has to be that you don't want the challah that you're taking off now to be chal on anything that was brought in tamei by the people that are bringing it in. So therefore, you can say it after b'chol, not on Erev Shabbos, because b'chol, what people are bringing in is small. So therefore, the part that you're leaving out that's tamei can be assumed not to be a chiyuv anyway. Because it wasn't really an Issa that was large enough to be with Hayat. Therefore, if I have in mind that I don't want to deal with that Issa, so Kohenis is saying, look, if they already screwed this up, and it's Tomei, now I'm not going to deal with this. I'm not taking off Ayo Kohenis, because she's going to be giving back Issa. That's not my turn. It's not really a problem. Because during the week, it's less than a year. But on Erev Shabbos, we wouldn't say to do such a thing. Lama, and then the Gemara leaves you now to insert the whole argument that Rabbi Yossi said, except that the problem was the opposite problem. Not that the problem is that you're going to be taking off on something minat tur al achiyav, that you're going to be taking off minat achiyav al tur, because normally you'd be taking off Minachiyah, then it wouldn't be Alak Tur. Over here, you're going to be leaving over Alachiyah. That's what it means. So, okay, it doesn't speak it out, but it's the et cetera means to include that. So there's your Lama, et cetera. Lama, you understand that what the problem would be. So, if we take out now the part that we put in before, then it goes right into the next piece, right? You go like this. Oh, no, take out the next part, the next, right, the Imomer. Rabbi Lama, Imo Mer At Kutznata Meshava, Nimsa Tevel Tame, Mu'urav Bekulin. So, because what's going to happen over here, if it's an Arab Shabbos, now you see why it makes more sense to take out that Ashlot there for Gushakata for the before. Because otherwise we're really in trouble. Okay, so over here, if you will do that, you're going to be left with Tevel that is going to be mixed here in that which is Mitzvah as Kulin. Because the part that was Tameh, she says specifically, I don't want to take off Kala for it. So how is she gonna give back a dough to her client that was not Mitzvah? And an Arab Shabbos that we had a shit to be hired to be Mitzvah. That doesn't make sense that they would allow her to do this on Arab Shabbos. Mitoshat Omer, he ba tamesha ba, chuli tmeyimim, lo mutav la hafrish, it should say, mitohar la tamey. In that case, what's going to happen is, she's going to end up giving them tevel. Wouldn't it be better in that case to allow them to take off tohar on tamey and not to make it tmei at all that I don't want to take off on the tamey? It's certainly better than having somebody going ahead and eating tevel, right? And we said that was at the Amisa. The loye tevel tame mu'urav be'chala, again. Bechumina, I should say again. Omer Rabbi Shimon, Omer Rabbi Shimon Ba'avadim, the law of Matrio, Hikadesha, Mikiman Shikadesha Lamatria, Tip Mukar Shinon Mikhiyub Alakhiyub. I don't understand. You said the Pharisee before that you take off Kala now, but you're only being Makrish with the understanding that it should be Kala after you include the Sa'or and you include the flour on the counter and anything that you're going to make into a Gushachad, right? So that's the case. If the whole thing is working as Lumafreya, I'm saying it should be Kadesh for what's going to happen later. So why isn't that the same thing as always being Makshimanatiya Valakiya? You're taking off on something that is going to be a very large push, right? So you're saying that there's a problem if the Isa is small. Why is there a problem? If at the time that Lamaita is going to be Chal, it's already Chayev, so it's Menachia Valakia. What are you making such a deal? What's the problem? Why would you have to say that it's only where you have a large Yitzhak? Why do you have to say, Ubilvad Shaloyesham Chameshis Ruvoyim Kemach? The Mishnah said that you have to be very careful to make sure that there has to be the shear at that time. Why does there have to be the time? You said because if it's going to be a leftover, Chameshis Ruvoyim Kemach, it wasn't mixed in the water, so it wasn't Chayim and Chala, it's not going to be parted from the Chala, which I'm being Makrish now. And that's the whole thing, you said, right? That they taught the Koranos to make sure not to be Makrish for Chalos and Mouth, but that they should specify that they have to be Gush Echad. So if that's the case, even if at the time that they're being Makrish, there was a shear that was left out, that hadn't been mixed with water at all, even for the water on, so what? So what? Why are you saying, Ubavach Roshem Chamech? So what? The T'nai that you're claiming is the way in which we take it off includes that eventuality. And why do you have to be mocked to see to it that there isn't that it wasn't mixed with water? You're saying to Pharisee, I'm only being making this challah for when it will be a gushak. And at that time there is. There is already a fee of a challah. So the very fact that we do a takara note is a contradiction to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says you have to make sure that you don't have a leftover foundation of Aryan Kemah. I'm already, of course, there must be the code of Machalolam to a takara note. The Mishnah was talking about before everybody knew that that's the way that you have to take off Kala. But Enochiani, once we taught everyone that never say, I'm making Kala now. So make it Kala early, before anybody makes it coming. But make it tonight, say, I'm taking this and setting it aside in order. And when all of this is mixed with water, becomes a Gush Echad, and I've added the tower dough, and I've even included the stuff that I roll it on, at that point, this should end up being the call for everything else. That way, you know, it's not going to become Tomei and so on. And then there's no problem of leaving anything out either. And therefore the Mishnah really does not apply to a case where somebody made it tonight like this. It isn't important anymore. Yeah, people did not make it tonight.
And they did that?
Apparently, yeah. Others don't know. It's like wanting a hechsher on yourself, you know. We had before the thing about making oil, so everybody would, you know, be Matayim in the Amir Arts, be Matayim during the time of the Gitot, during the time of the body. And they wanted to make sure that things would be at least at that time, so anybody could buy it, have a Babat hechsher and so on, so. And there's the Kashrut of the time, during the time of the concern. Well, the Vikra at the Beit Aban, yeah, makes sense.
We're ready to buy the lot.
So apparently it wasn't being done on Paris HaKadosh, that's for sure. It's working in the mikvah now. It's for real anyway. Turns out it wasn't being done on the Paris Shum either. So what would be the point of having a mikveh there?
And there would not.
The guy would be a tzvul yom. Anyway, he wouldn't be able to work. He might as well have the mikveh somewhere else. I mean, having a mikveh right up there is mashmah that that's all they were knocking on. Unless it was for yadayim. It might have been for tfilas yadayim for hegdash. It was done up there as a kedash. And they wanted the doctor to use tefillas yadayim in order to be, should be able to be good for the parasha
pesach. A mikvah for the hand.
Right. Should be water that was right to be terrible. And yeah, and it says we accepted this offering from our memory at the time, all year round, because then we're in December coming. Otherwise, it would be impossible. They couldn't bring, the more it says, if they can't bring the offering, they're still there on base and they're still. I mean, that's what I mean. No. Not that enough. Yeah. We're willing to be maker on all of those issues. Like the most cosmetic issues in order not to create that type of separate yeah. Her Shlishi, Halacha Beis, Banea, oh, did we finish?
No, sorry.
Yeah. Yes, so I don't know if you were here, but the Daf Yomi is going to be with Bane at 6:45.
Oh,
well, you weren't here. We discussed whether we should have it after Shabbos at 10. I'm going away for a kiddush for my granddaughter, Kashefi. Don't remind me. I try to just put it off for the last minute. If it wouldn't be a chamsin, I would walk, but it's a chamsin.
The wrong time to get away.
So you can stay from the tent? So you can't
see. Oh, so I can't even come back and say Shabbos anyway. Didn't think of
that.
Whoa, I didn't even think of that. Okay. So that settles it, right?
So you can with that tomorrow.
Good. Have fun. The Shabbos, thank you. Halacha Beis, Nidma Yisata. I suppose Truma fell into the Isa, and it's less than 100 to 1, before she went ahead and she made it to Chayav and Chala, then it's Truma. Because as we saw, Truma is a Chayav and Chala. Because Hadimura Patur. But if she had already made it by it, this is the whole Svara that Chala is Patur, is because we dash in the Pasuk of Talimu Truma. The reason it said Talimu Truma, not that which already is Truma. We made it in the part of Truma. But over here, once there was a Chiyuv that already had been filed to make this Truma, so now the East is tired for me to make a truma. Now that there is truma in it, fine, so there's other truma in it. And at that point, it was well, you by now have to give it from the whole thing. Remember that would be true even if you called it Truma Mamish after it was Mibugalas. It would still be Chayav and Tala, Midashim, that's those different Pesukim. We have some very cute Diyukim, but we're not focusing on how to dash in the Pesukim. But in any event, we saw over there that Chala itself we could take Truma min HaChala. That the Chala itself could also end up being Truma. Nola does Pesuk Truma, Hachalov Yilgalam. So if now the Isa has a Pesuk Truma in it, then Teyaseh the Truma, it's okay to make it from Imanish. And there, and because over there, you're better off. Because when it's in a matzah of being tummy vadai, so therefore, okay, at least I know what the matzah is. So I can, whatever, burn it, but I can't burn suffix to it. So it's better to make it tummy, and then I know that the challah that comes from is tumma. But if it's Misha Gilgala, now already it's a suffix, if I'm allowed to be Matamina, because once it has a chiyuv of challah, so we view it already as if there's challah mixed in it. We always view tevel that was broadly day Gemara Malacha as if it's mixed with the thing, let's say, if it was for Truma, because Truma is a mixture, it's kicha day, because it's mixed in it. So here we view the challah, if the challah is there, you're not allowed to be going Truma to challah. So, you're not allowed to be going Truma to incipient challah, which is what we have over here. So then you'd have to still watch at the fire on the side that maybe it really is tar. And then we dash not really from a pasuk, but the mishmer truma tayrus achas truma meyan for the tuluya. So truma tuluya also there's a mishmer done. The fellows want you to be matani that which is clear. So I'm Rabbi Yonah. Talking meaning coming Rabbi Yonah that there were two things that Rabbi Rava told me, which are mamish contradiction. Even Kriyan Chod Al Chodah. I don't understand how he could say both of those things. They argue one and the other. He said, like, Kevel Minano Bechuli. He said that when it comes to the Dinah Truma, that even though the halacha is that a Sheni passes Truma, you shouldn't think that Kevel, if it's, in other words, if we have Chulin, that are still Chulin, except that they were going to be taken just Truma, or for that matter, Chalak, it's an Anisa, that they have a din of Truma. Rather, Teva is Monino Kehulin. We count that as Chulin, and therefore we count the Truma from Chulin, counting Rishon, Sheni, Shlish, counting. So we count it as if it were Chulin, and there's no din of a shlishi, meaning there's no kind of a psul. By truma, there's a concept of a shlishi, it's not truly a shlishi, but it's possible, and therefore we remember the difference between possible and tame is that tame can pass for something else. So the possible is the end of the line. So there's no point in giving it a number. There's only point in giving something a number to be monad because something can follow that number. And if at the end of a line, there's no real number, but for shorthand, we could talk about calling it a shlishi. Mm-hmm. So that there's a shlishi that the truma, which means only that there's a tool by truma. Mm-hmm. And the shlishi, but kodesh, that's truly a shlishi, that you make a revive the kodesh, which then is possible. Alright, so in any event, one thing he told me was, we count Rishon Sheni as if it's chulin, and not as if it's truma. And that implies that we don't view Tevel as including in it Mamish in Yonim of Truma. The Chol has some faith. Potel is a Truma. Potel is a Truma. He also says something else, which is contradictory. He said, well, you have a Sophic Truma, and it's a type of Sophic Truma that would passel Truma, but cannot passel Chulin normally. It would possible Kulin, if you want to make this Kulin Truma. In other words, if you have Kulin Teva, and you want to now take this Kulin Teva and make it Truma, if you would make this Kulin Truma, it would become possible because it was touched before. Therefore, it's too late. Having touched it with this, even though there's nothing here, but if you're going to make it Truma now, it'll become Tomei. As if the tumah is somewhere in here and just waiting to crouch, come out on the tumah. So if you want to be misakinit, you have to be misakinit from somewhere else. You can't be misakinit mitoko, which certainly implies, this halacha implies, that chulun hatchulun, the tumah, does have the ability to be so saved, that tumah, and now you can't make tumah out of it. I don't understand how you can take both of those things. Lechora, one is opposite from the other. Okay, that's a very good point. The kasha, it bothered me. Because in tavo minyano v'chulun, on the one hand you're telling me that I count Bishan Cheney as a v'chulun, so then how in the world lovely puts out a truma? How can now it come along as possible truma and chulun to become truma? Well, I thought that's truma. V'chulun of v'chulun. I thought you said it's counted as chulun, and if a Cheney touches it, there's no shlishi, then where's the truma? How's it going to become tummy now that I make it into truma? I'm Rabbi Yonah. Says Rabbi Yonah, well, I don't know, you got a problem with the Kriya Rabba. I got a problem with the Mishnah. Hafanan Tanina Tatiha. We actually have, without hearing a word from Rabbi Chiya, both of these things in a Mishnah. And apparently it's not a contradiction, because on the one hand, if we have the Tevel Minyana B'chulin, where do we see that? The Tamina Taman, Ochel Maaser, somebody's eating Maaser Risha. And you have now Maaser Rishon food, which is Hukshar B'mashka, and now it's Roy to be Mekabel Truma. The Nagava Fuyom, which has the same level of power of Truma as the Shemi B'Truma. Oh, Yadayim Mitzoavot has the same level as they, because I would be Takein on Yadayim, that they should be Matane as the Shemi. Doesn't matter. Mafashini Mena Trumat Maaser V'Tahara, still be allowed to take off the Trumat Maaser out of this Maaser. And there'd be no problem, because after all, the halacha is that, and that halacha place, Mafashini Mena Trumat Maaser V'Tahara, good measure of Shlishi. Because, I mean, the problem over here is, it would only be a Shlishi. There's no Shlishi over here, because it wasn't yet Truma's Maitre. How to Amar Shad Tevel, because Maitre is a dinner table, as far as this is concerned. Maitre Rishon is the same dinner table. How to Amar Shad Tevel Minyan of the Chulun? Okay? That's one Mishnah. Are we agreed that that Mishnah tells us the same thing that you were complaining about Rukhi Arava? The first statement of Rukhi Arava is now implicit in this Mishnah. Now, let's take a look at the second statement. You say that Rukhi Arava told you, call Hasafik for Selta Truma. You say, okay, now that says the opposite. Let me show you that in the Mishnah. Tanina Taman, Nola Vasafik, Achalo Gilgala, Teyaseh Betuma. Misha Gilgala, Teyaseh Betara. Now, you have to include the word. Vitani, Vichalata, Tuya. Ve'ezah Zafek, Vitafek Chala. Now, it says over there that it's talking about a case. That's the case that we just had in our Mishnah. If you have a suffix, you know, we're only talking about a suffix. And it says over here, Teyaseh Betuma, if you were Megagor with Chayah, even though it's something that's only Tavul for Chala, right? Mm-hmm. Right now, when the Tuma was suffix, was Melad in it. So, okay, now it says over there that the suffix, we're talking about a suffix. What suffix? The suffix Chala, the type of suffix that would have affected Chala Tahara, but there is no Chala, there's only incipient Chala. So how can you say that and say that there's a problem with something that would only have been Matamei Chala to prevent me from making a Chala? That's exactly what Rapia said in his second statement when he said that something, halo, that you don't have Truma taken yet, that was touched by a Tzvuyom, you can't take off Truma from it because then the Truma will be coming from the Tzvuyom. Exactly the same statement. Here we have both statements in the Mishnah. And you're complaining about Rukhi Rabba. Correct? Is clear? Mm-hmm. Okay. Rukhi Rabba, the only way to explain it is that it's going on Rukhi Rabba. Remember, Rabbi Akiva Shita Olamar. Rabbi Akiva Olamar Yasena Betuma Vayasena Kabin. So the Mishnah says over here, our Mishnah says there's a difference between Hachalog Yogala and Mishig Yogala. Remember that it's Rabbi Akiva's all, or Shita all along, says that it's better to make something the tumor than to try to work out a way in which it can be part of the house. Because at least this way, you're gonna take off power, you're gonna make a block, you're gonna be mostly, they're Europeans. So even though the mice, if you went ahead and made it the tumor, what are you gonna do with it? You're just gonna have to end up burning the power. That doesn't mean that it's better to make it in a way that you don't take off power at all. So go ahead and make it power. Don't be mafkia the dinner of kala from.
Why do you have to burn it?
What are you going to do with it?
If you give it to the and he burns it?
Well, no, that's only things like shemen. The things that could be nirshal in we burn, yeah. So, that could be, but you can't, you don't keep it. It could be that the coin should burn it, but nonetheless, at least it would be kriya shema.
So
it
speaks to them? Okay.
Yeah. So now, according to the Chachamim, who disagree with Rabbi Akiva, they hold that you don't make something betuma. Fine. So then the Mishnah that says make it betuma, which means that you should make it tuma as a vadai, can't be going according to them. Because they don't hold of taking off chala betuma. Rabbi Akiva holds of taking off chala betuma. Okay? So that means, according to Rabbi Akiva, I'm going to be taking off challah from this Issa Tumah. So therefore, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that if it was before the time that it became Chayav, I don't look at it as there was challah over here at all, and therefore we don't darshan Mishmeret Trumatai because there's no Trumatai here yet to be marked on the Sukkot. Okay, Masha'in came, according to Chachamim, I never meant to take off challah over here. So of course I can be Matami because there's no challah here. Okay? So that means that according to this Tana, it's mutter, obviously, to make something coming, and there's no issue of being going to something in Eretz Yisrael. So according to Rabbi Akiva, it says, Al Yasena Kabin, so that would be the only way to understand our Mishnah, because otherwise, how could you do that? Why can't this be Divrei HaKol? Maybe Yasena Kabin B'Sveika? Maybe it's not, the meaning of the mission is not to tell me to Yasena Kabin B'Sveika because you're going to be Ma'afrish Kala from it. Maybe that's the point. To Yasena B'Sveika because anyway you're not going to be taking Kala from it. Since you're going to end up doing the eighth of Rabbi Akiva's Rabbonim hold, which is don't make enough of it at one time to be higher chala, maybe that's precisely why the Yasena B'Tuma. You're coming to the conclusion. You're coming to the conclusion that the only reason you have a problem is because we're going to be making chala, and therefore the Mishnah is telling me, well, even though you're going to make chala, it's okay to be going B'Tuma. Maybe it's the opposite. Maybe the whole point of Mishnah is, since you're not going to make in chala, because after all, the Rabbanan hold, make sure you don't come to a key of chala where there's a suffix tumah. So that at that point, you're not going to need to go on chala, so then you might as well be matamit yadayim, because there's no reason to be matamit kulinary control. And that's the point. Says the giver of Rabban, how could that be the point? Well, Tani, after Shar, meaning king. Isn't it? Remember that we had in the Bryce, that this would be true, even for other things. You know, so even if you have, let's say, pay rate, that you have a suffix tumor, so over there, also, if you before it was chai of mom, before gemar malacha, you can go ahead and you can be metami. Okay? Now, what are you going to say over there? Is there some way to make a smaller shear than the chai of intruma? I mean, okay. So obviously that's not the way to understand it. If what the statement of the Bryce looks at the Mishnah and says, in the same way that we're not worried about challah and anisa, you should do the same thing if you have a pile of fruit. And you should be matame the fruit. If it wasn't yet tamar malacha, or before you were gomer your kri, before you were matkin the kri, I don't understand. There's no minimal shear to take off truma. So obviously the way to understand it is not because you're not going to come to a chi of truma, but rather even though you are going to come to a chi of truma, it's okay because at this point it's not, we don't view it as Truma Pshichadeh. But if that's the case, then obviously that's what it meant by Chala too. In which case, it's got to be going according to Rabbi Akiva, because according to Rabbanan, there wouldn't be any Chala here anyway. Rabbi Zavira Amar. Rabbi Zavira says, well, actually, I asked that question myself. I asked that question from the Brisa, and how you could say that it would be Divrei HaKol. And Rabbi Yossi, the same Rabbi Yilah, actually had a different approach. He said, B'dinayash yitame yadam tibbol dvar Torah. He says, the Kalal, that the reason there's a difference over here, you could be metame something before Rumagalgalit. The truth is, midiraisa, even without a suffix tumah, there'd be no problem with being metame something. Because there's no halach of mishmeret tumotai on teva. There's only a mishmeret of something that is truma already. So there's no problem. But the point over here is that we're the ones that are being mocked, because the mocker in the Torah is ani nina satya b'chav es mishmeret truma tai. It's truma tzricha shimur. But teva is not ena tzricha shimur. Mani mekayim unasata mimenu es trumat Hashem mi aharon hakohen. So then why indeed do we say that it's also to be metame teva? Because I'm being mekayim this way the pasuk of an asatim and a trumat Hashem, which means asay shinatim, I want to end the benefit. There's another issue. The other issue is, we saw already before this rosh in another context, we want to make sure that you get, remember we had the gabi matamid that's so small that it wasn't pot that brings the arm between us. That's how we made a takana that we should be asam yet to be arm, but remember we had the same rosh from this pasuk. But another thing that the pasuk implies is that you don't want to give something that in the end is not going to be able to be given to be used by you. And if it's going to be tame, then it turns out you're being goring that it's not being given to Aaron to Kuneto. But the point over here is that since it's already suffix, once it's no other suffix tuma, so what are you going to do with it? You can't be Makayim this mitzvah. You can't be Makayim this mitzvah. It reverts to the Zirasa. Because the only reason we're being mocked is because it's Indian that the Torah is being Marameh. See to it that you take the best care of it for you. Not because it's been a mishmeret. The mishmeret is halacha specifically in the truma itself, that I'm responsible for the truma. It's nothing to do with whether it's going to be Gurma has to iron a coin or so on. It's because there's a chiyah that I have to watch truma. Okay, admittedly, I don't have that chiyah by teva. But I do have the chiyah to see to it that there should be a kosher nesina, and you should be able to use it to grunato. But once I don't have that anyway, from no fault of mine, if there's something to him over here, what would be the need to be master? There never was a concept of mishmeret on it, and there's no way to be mekayem the other thing. It's not like we're being nature. There's nothing to be machmer on. That's the point. That's not an issue. That's a separate question. Can I be going through the tampachulun is an issue. But obviously, all along, both on the Yom over here have agreed that there's no issue up to him in Eretz Yisrael's time. It will only be because of the impact upon the Nesina. Wow. What a different world. A totally different set of things.